Welcome to Slow, the guided prayer podcast, helping you relate to God through listening and reflective prayer. This is facilitated space for you to slow down and be still in the presence of God. So whether you're listening with a group, on your way to work, cleaning your house, or in a focused time of devotion, may your heart and mind be filled with peace. God is present with us. As a way to help us to get present with God, let's take a moment and take a few deep breaths, breathing in slowly, as deeply as you can, and then releasing the breath gently. As you move back into steady, comfortable breaths, be aware that the very breath you're breathing in is the presence of the Holy Spirit, that God is with you, the one who is love surrounds you. I invite you to let go of any worries, to let go of any tensions that you may feel even in your body, to the best of your ability, to let those rest and relax. Jesus has commanded us not to worry. But rather to be present with the Father, to be present with God, to trust Him with tomorrow. So I invite you to give any concerns that you may be carrying for tomorrow, any worries that you may have, to offer them up to the Father. Him who holds your days in His hands. It might be helpful to see each of those worries, concerns, or even things that must be done this week, to see them as balloons in this time, balloons filled with helium. Acknowledge that they're there in your hand, and gently let go of the balloon and let it simply float up to God. I'm going to be reading from Luke 19, verses 1 through 10. And as I read through it this first time, I invite you to place yourself in this story as it unfolds. With each phrase that you hear describing the place, describing the people, I invite you to place yourself in this story. Allow the Holy Spirit to move through your imagination. Fill in the gaps of what it might be like, the types of sounds and smells, to the people that will be meandering around in this story. Jesus entered Jericho, and he was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was. But being a short man, he could not, because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree. He climbed the tree that he may see Jesus better, since Jesus was coming by his way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He's gone to be with a guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and he said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." As you hear this story, what emotions come up inside of you? Perhaps this is a story that you've heard many times. Maybe you've even sung the song in Sunday school class. It's easy to brush over the weight and the depth that is available in this word, in this passage. But I invite you to consider what phrases stands out to you. As you place yourself in this story, could you resonate with Zacchaeus? A man who is broken, who knows that he is broken. He knows that he is a sinner. He heard of Jesus. He's heard the stories. He's heard about him. And he knows he's coming by. So out of curiosity and even hope, he scrambles up the tree that he may get a glimpse of this one that he's heard about. Surely he thought that Jesus would be too far out of his reach, that he would be overlooked. Yet Jesus pauses and calls out his name. How would you feel being in Zacchaeus' shoes, and Jesus, this one that you're so intrigued by, this holy man, calls out your name and says that he will stay with you? What emotions come up inside of you? What thoughts? Jesus came and inhabited the dwelling of a sinner. In humility, his kindness did something to the heart of Zacchaeus. "Look, I give half of my possessions to the poor," Zacchaeus says. "If I wronged anybody, I will repay them." Have you experienced this depth of kindness before that caused such a response in your own heart? Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through when a man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but being a short man, he could not because of the crowd. So he ran ahead and he climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him. As Jesus was coming his way, and when Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and he said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. And all the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and he said to the Lord, "Lord, look, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost." As you reflect on the second reading of this passage, consider Jesus. Consider what is revealed in his intentions, in his purpose in being on earth. The purpose and the intention of God being incarnate in his creation. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He came for the sick, the outcast, the hurting. Out of all the people he could have called out that day, of all the fancy people, of all the people, he calls out this young man who's short in stature, who's an outcast among the religious community. And he goes to be with him as a friend. He humbles himself and lets Zacchaeus, a sinner, serve him. In what ways is Jesus inviting you to join him? As we finish up this time, I invite you to think about what's next in your day, the places you will go, the people you may possibly see. Invite you to ask God to show you where he is before you, where he is in the lives of those that you're going to interact with. And even take a moment and ask him, what does it look like to join you in your purpose in seeking and saving that which is lost? What does it look like to embody love where I'm going? What do you see that I do not see? Thank you for joining us. We hope that your time was meaningful. consider subscribing to this podcast by searching SLOW, that's S-L-O, on your podcast platform of choice. And if you would like to connect with us, you can find us at slowprayer.com. That's S-L-O, prayer.com. And as you go from this space, may your heart continue to relate with God in stillness throughout your normal rhythms of life. Amen.